Chapter 9. Betrayal. That's the first thing I feel, which is ludicrous. For there to be betrayal, there would have to have been trust first, between Peter and me. And trust has not been part of the agreement. We're tributes. But the boy who risked a beating to give me bread, the one who steadied me in the chariot, who covered for me with the red-headed Avox girl, who insisted Haymitch know my hunting skills, was there some part of me that couldn't help trusting him? On the other hand, I'm relieved that we can stop the pretense of being friends. Obviously, whatever thin connection we'd foolishly formed has been severed. And high time, too. The games begin in 2 days, and trust will only be a weakness. Whatever triggered Peter's decision, and I suspect it had to do with my outperforming him in training, I should be nothing but grateful for it. Maybe he's finally accepted the fact that the sooner we openly acknowledge that we are enemies, the better. Good, I say. So what's the schedule?
You'll each have 4 hours with Effie for presentation and 4 with me for content, says Haymitch. You start with Effie, Katniss.
I can't imagine what Effie will have to teach me that could take 4 hours, but she's got me working down to the last minute. We go to my rooms, and she puts me in a full-length gown and high-heeled shoes, not the ones I'll be wearing for the actual interview, and instructs me on walking. The shoes are the worst part. I've never worn high heels and can't get used to essentially wobbling around on the balls of my feet. But Effie runs around in them full time, and I'm determined that if she can do it, so can I. The dress poses another problem. It keeps tangling around my shoes, so of course I pitch it up, and then Effie swoops down on me like a hawk, smacking my hands and yelling, "Not above the ankle!" When I finally conquer walking, there's still sitting, posture. Apparently, I have a tendency to duck my head. Eye contact, hand gestures, and smiling. Smiling is mostly about smiling more. Effie makes me say 100 banal phrases, starting with a smile, while smiling and ending with a smile. By lunch, the muscles in my cheeks are twitching from overuse.
"Well, that's the best I can do," Effie says with a sigh. "Just remember, Katniss, you want the audience to like you."
"And you don't think they will?" I ask.
"Not if you glare at them the entire time. Why don't you save that for the arena? Instead, think of yourself among friends," says Effie.
"They're betting on how long I'll live," I burst out. "They're not my friends."
"Well, try and pretend," snaps Effie.
Then she composes herself and beams at me.
"See, like this, I'm smiling at you, even though you're aggravating me."
"Yes, it feels very convincing," I say. "I'm going to eat." I kick off my heels and stomp down to the dining room, hiking my skirt up to my thighs. Peter and Haymitch seem in pretty good moods, so I'm thinking the content session should be an improvement over the morning. I couldn't be more wrong. After lunch, Haymitch takes me into the sitting room, directs me to the couch, and then just frowns at me for a while.
"What?"
I finally ask.
"I'm trying to figure out what to do with you," he says. "How are we going to present you? Are you going to be charming, aloof, fierce? So far, you're shining like a star. You volunteered to save your sister. Cinna made you look unforgettable. You've got the top training score. People are intrigued, but no one knows who you are. The impression you make tomorrow will decide exactly what I can get you in terms of sponsors," says Haymitch.